So last week in our abbreviated session, we started the sugya of Chaticha Nas Nevelo, which is Simon Tzadik Beis of Gimel and Dalet. And the ramifications of Chaticha Nas Nevelo cannot be understated. It's a complicated inyan which you have to understand properly in order to be able to deal with all the Shabbos that come up. Now, I always tell you, Rabbeinu Shloim has a sense of humor. And one night this week, a lady called with a shaila, which depends on Chaticha Nas Nevelo, of course. I'll tell you the shaila. I'll tell you what I told her. And I will tell you it's very complicated. She told me she called a different rav. She didn't tell me the name of the other rav. So she told a different rav. And step one and two, he answered. And step three, he said, call somebody else. So let me tell you what the nidain is, and it's Hashem, hopefully, well, it depends on Tzadik Beis and Tzadik Dal, it depends on two Sifim, but the following Shaila is what she asked. And after this, we'll try to get the basics and come back to it. She was cooking chicken soup. And when her son came in and saw the spatula or a large spoon that she was using, he said, that's fleishik. That morning, he had made himself scrambled eggs with butter and had used that spatula to stir the scrambled eggs with the butter. It was a ben yaymai, because it was the same day. And she was now using it for her chicken soup. Now, it was ben yaymai from that day, from that morning. That morning from...
No.
That morning it was used for millet. The eggs were eaten already. The shadows on the soup and on the kettle. Oh, that's a good question. Okay, that probably was not a binyan, but it wasn't, as you'll see in a minute, it wasn't. Okay. So she had a shaila regarding the chicken soup, regarding the pot, and regarding everything. Now, that shaila itself would not be complicated. I asked how much butter was used. And the son said he just cut off a little slab, and it was a butter blend that was 35% butter and 65% margarine. So that slab was one-third milachix. So there was shishim. I asked her how big the pot was. It was an 8-quart pot, almost filled to the top of chicken soup. So it was an easy shaila. There was shishim in the pot, so everything was mutter. The spatula itself was had to either be kashered or thrown away. But the shaila, so that part, like I say, was relatively easy. But the following is the shaila. She used that spatula, she cooked the chicken soup, and then she removed, while it was cooking the kli rishon, she removed the vegetables. So she took out some celery and put it somewhere else. And then she went back and took out a large, I think she said it was a sweet potato, and took it out, and then stuck it back in. She stuck it in 3 or 4 times. In between, the shaila is the following. She took out the celery. That celery now is beleya from the spatula. And the spatula is not kashered. It wasn't kashered. It still has the bleias of milk in it. And those bleias of milk are not shishin in the celery. So step two of the shaila is, what's the din of the celery? So the celery is treif. It's basa b'chalav. It has bleias of meat. And it has milk, which may not be shishin. Very hard to know. So that became issus. That's also not so difficult.
What happened to the celery?
The shaila now is, if you hold chaticha nas nevela, so the celery is nas nevela, because that's basa b'chala. And then it's beleya back into the spatula, so now it doesn't only have a small piece of treifus in it, that's a third. Now, if it's nas nevela, that's the rule of nas nevela, you need shishim against the whole iser. So now, you should need shishim against the piece of celery that was beleya. She stuck it in. She took out a potato, which is probably bigger than the celery. And then that was nas nevela, even if it was shishim in the first place. And it's not clear that there's shishim against the whole spatula in the chicken soup. So this is a shaila, chaticha nas nevela. You should eat shishim. And then there's a shaila you need for each time you stick in the spoon shishim. What? Oh, so that helps, the fact that it was chicken, which is a drawbottom.
Okay. Did the celery go back in? Or she didn't go
the celery did not go back in. The celery got put somewhere else. Now it's going to be thrown out. What?
So it's only the spatula.
The bleus in the spatula now Well, we're going to have in the Ramah that the keli itself is the keli is nevadas neveila. That's the last part of the Ramah. It's not for the sura. There's no heter, not for not only the heter, not by yis. So lechayra bashkafa rishayna, the whole chicken soup should be treif. For once, the chicken soup is nevadas neveila. The pot is treif, and they are problems. What according to the mechaber, you're only half right. I'll tell you why. One second. So this is the shaila. There are a few pieces to the shaila. Lamaisa, I told her that the chicken soup is mutter and that the pot is mutter. And I'd like to explain the different parts that come to it. And and we'll deal with the shaila. Okay, but this is a great example of where chaticha nas nevel is an issue. Now, what I would like to do, as I said, is to learn the rules of chaticha nas nevel, sif dalid, which is, like I say, chock full of information. And then we'll come back to the shaila. Now, we started the mechaber last week. And you have to know, if you learn basa b'cholav at all, you have to know that the mechaber shita is, you say chaticha nas nevel, only by basa b'chala, and the Ramah shita is that we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim as well. So that's the aleph beis of what we're talking about. And I have to add, the mechaber shita is you say chaticha nas nevela only by basa b'chala. And the reason for that is because what is chaticha nas nevela? That the meat and the milk are both the gufa iser, so they're both considered gufa iser. What would be, according to the Mechaber, if you have a bliya of bas or b'cholav that goes into a piece of celery or into a potato, is that chaticha nas nevela of bas or b'cholav, which is much more chomer? We'll see the exceptions in the Ramah to bas or b'cholav don't apply. The exceptions to chaticha nas nevela don't apply to bas or b'cholav. So the first shayla, anytime you have a chaticha nas nevela shayla, is you have to figure out, is this chaticha nas nevela d'oraisa, which is basa b'chala, which is the mechaber shita, or is this chaticha nas neveila, which is only a derabanan, which is still a derabanan, but it's shari surim. Svara dictates that this is basa b'chala derabanan. Why? Because what is the whole svara of basa b'chala of nas neveila? The svara is that when a drop of 1 ounce of milk goes into 25 ounces of meat, you don't have 1 ounce of iser, you have 26 ounces of iser. Because the Torah asa, the meat and the milk, the etzem, that the gufa iser. So therefore, they're chaticha nas nevela. That's the whole svara of chaticha nas nevela. Shari surum is a gzeira to basa b'chala. But the svara is, that's the gufa iser. Now, if you have 1 ounce of meat and 1 ounce of milk that go into a potato that's 10 ounces, you still only have, min ha-Torah, 2 ounces of iser, the basar and the chalav. The potato is not basar b'chalav. The potato is a davar heter that has belius of basar b'chalav. So the svara would say that potato is only a chaticha nas nevela like the Ramah and only a derabanan.
So Tom is not a
form? What?
Tom is like a
so the Tom that goes in makes chaticha nas nevela, but only like the Ramah. Only midrabanan, and we're going to have the coolest that we're going to learn today in chaticha nas nevela.
Why not
deraisa? Because the whole svara chaticha nas nevela is that the two things are the gufa iser. So meat and milk are both gufa iser, but the potato is not the gufa iser. Just like if nevela falls on potato, if also mechala falls on potato, it should be the same. So the potato is not the gufa iser. Now, the truth is that the Mechaber himself at the end of Simen Kuv Gimel does not say this. The Mechaber holds that if basa b'chalav goes into a potato or into water, you do say chaticha nas neveila. But the Shas of Kotten, Yudches, I think it is over there, says, as we're saying, that that's only a derabanan. Because the deraisa dika din of chaticha nas neveila, according to everybody, everyone, Mechaber, everybody, the deraisa dika din of chaticha nas neveila is only the meat and the milk itself. Once it goes into other things, that's a chaticha nas neveila, the rabbanon. And even though the Mechaber by Basa B'cholov agrees with Geyser on that, but still only a Drabban. So that is the Hanacha Rishayna. So again, the rule of thumb. Basar and Cholov is Chaticha Nasna Vela Deraisa, and the Mechaber Paskins only by Basa B'cholov. Today, we're going to learn the Ramah. The Ramah says that we say Chaticha Nasna Vela B'shari Surim, which is a Machlaikis. However, he mentions four exceptions. We're going to have four exceptions. Why four exceptions? So the Shach says in Sifkat Yagimel that the Ramah made a hachra. He said, look, it's a machlekes rishayim if we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim. Mechaber says only basa b'chalav. We are going to be machmir b'shari surim, but I'm going to make a pshara. We're going to be machmir b'shari surim, but whenever we have a tziruf to be mekel, we're going to go back to the Mechaber and we won't be Machmir Bashari Surim. So that the Ramah says, Bashari Surim, we say Basa B'chalav. However, there are we say Chaticha Nas Neveila. Keep on slipping. We say Bashari Surim, we say Chaticha Nas Neveila. But we're going to use all the exceptions that we can dig up to Chaticha Nas Neveila. Since Bashari Surim is a Chumrah, we're going to be Mekel. So that's setting the table for Sif Dalet. Let's learn the Lashon of the Mechaber one more time from the beginning of Sifta Aleph, and then the Ramah, and then we will get to our discussion. And Loi Amru Chaticha Atzma Nasas Nevela Ela Babasa B'chalav. The Mechaber says that Chaticha Nas Nevela applies only to Basa B'chalav. Avaloi B'shari Surim. But not by something else. Kegoyin. Now this Kegoyin will illustrate for you what Nas Nevela means. Kegoyin, Kezayis Chelev Shenivla B'chaticha. Now the Kezayis of Chelev that was Beleya in a piece of meat, the Eimba Shishim Levatloi, and that piece of meat is totally treif, there's no Shishim. V'nesra. V'achakat Bishlem Acheirais, and now you take, let's say a potato that was Beleya Chelev. And the chaylev is one kezayis. The potato is 10 kezayisim. Vakach bishlo mecheres, and they cook it with others. Ain sarech ala shishim kedei kezayis chaylev. You only need shishim against the one kezayis. Oz, if you have shishim against it, oz, afilu chaticha atzma chezeres liyas muteres. Everything in the pot is mutter, but the Mechaber says even the piece itself, which is puzzling. We'll see the shach and taz. If you know which piece it is, he seems to say, that piece, can you kasher? We have a rule, you can't kasher food. Once food is trafe, you can't kasher it. So the shach and taz, we'll see momentarily. I ask on this Mechaber. But before we get to this last line of the Mechaber, what is the machlekes chaticha nas nevela? Very, very simple. I have one kezayis of iser, shari surim. It's balaya into a potato. That's 10 kezayisim. That potato gets put into a vegetable soup. The vegetable soup has shishim against the chaylev and not shishim against the potato. If you hold the Mechaber shita, the vegetable soup is kosher. If you hold the Ramah shita, the vegetable soup is treif. Because then you need shishim against the whole potato. And you don't have shishim against the whole potato. So this is the machlokes of chaticha nas nevela. Now, Agav, the Mechaber said in the last line that the potato itself becomes heter. When you have a kezayis of iser onto a 10 kezayis potato, and 10 kezayis potato gets put into a vegetable soup, the potato becomes mutter. So that's a bit of a problem. Now that has to do with efshel l'soich dayaser. If you can kasher a piece of food, efshel l'soich dayaser, if you can get the iser out, does it remain iser? So the Shach and Taz ask, we'll read Shach Yud Aleph. Tema. Now again, this tema is on something that came in Derech Agav, not on the rules of Hanan. That's the issue. The piece of potato, you mean?
No, the original.
Well, if you have a piece of tray for meat, if you have tray for meat, you put it into a pot with shishim against it, you pull out the tray for meat, the zichrin become kosher. No one would hold that. The guf is it becomes. The question is a bliya, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The question is only a bliya. Otherwise, you can kosher chazer, you know, you put it in a pot. And, so you're right.
It's a good trick.
So let's see what it says here. You mean maybe because it's Bottle Barai that you don't recognize it. Okay. Shachir Aleph, Tema, the Lakamon, Resim and Kuf Zion, I think it's supposed to be. What do you have, Mark?
Kuvav,
say maybe it's Kuvav. Cause of the Chaticha Atzma, Imedes Bisura, that the Chaticha itself stays Osirsh. Because the, you can't kasher food, the isser in it doesn't go out legamri. And Ramah there said that it's a steer in the mechaber. Here the mechaber says the piece of meat could be kasher, and then he says it can't. So it's a shvera kasher. The Shah says, I'm going to give you a shtickle teret. So the words shouldn't be such a big stira nearly ash. The mashag kosav kan ratzolaimer. Here he means as follows: if you should kosav mekaydim gabi basa b'chala, it will be a blia of meat into milk or milk into meat. Dafta haraitiv muta b'samach. That even though the raitiv is muta with shishim, makom makom mechaticha b'isura imedes. And we said dim haisa roilis kabed ve'ina makira ina b'telo be'elef. If you have a piece of basa b'chala that's in a pot, and you can't distinguish it from the other pieces, it's not bottle. Kamash Malan, the ain came Bishari Surim. Ella, the bottle barayv. Okay, the fuck he was saying, Dr. Hamawi, that it's bottle barayv, kishayna makira. He means the potato was put into a vegetable soup, and there are other potatoes there. And you can't recognize it. Kivan, the ain't isser machmas atzma. Since this potato is not isser machmas atzma, we do not say, we do not say chaticha rei l'skaved. Now this is the important rule. Well, so then it's not a potato, it's a piece of meat, whatever it is. You have a chaticha rei l'skaved. Listen, we're talking that it's not identifiable. When something is not identifiable with other pieces and it's a chaticha rei l'skaved, we all know it's not bottle. Not bottle, you have a piece of meat of treif and many other pieces that are kosher. Chaticha rei l'schabed is not bottle. That's only if the chaticha rei l'schabed is the guf ha'isser, is the isser itself. If that chaticha is a kosher piece of meat that has a bli of chaylev, has a bli of chaylev in it, then the meat is a chaticha rei l'schabed. That's not the aveira. The aveira is the blia. The blia is not a chaticha rei l'schabed. And therefore, that piece is bottled in the other pieces. That piece, like the Nei Yehuda's blintzes. I mentioned that the Nei Yehuda had blintzes that were cooked in a, the Fleishik blintzes cooked in milch kapat. The question if it's chaticha rei l'schaved. So he was mad here. He said, blintzes are chaticha rei l'schaved, that's for sure. But the iser is only the filling. The dough is not the gufa iser. So the filling is not rei l'schaved. It's only the whole blintz that's rei l'schaved. So he said, the blintzes are not chaticha rei l'schaved. That was the Yehuda's blintzes that we have in Simon Kufal. So Zoch Deshach, the Shulchan Aruch means, when it's not nicker, the piece of meat, the potato, is indistinguishable from the others. So there, we say it's bottle. Now you may ask, what does that have to do with chaticha nas nevela? So Shach is explaining. If it would be a piece of meat with a bli of milk, and it fell into a pot, and let's say there'll be shishim against the whole thing, that meat would be isser. And if you would have five pieces of meat, it's not distinguishable which one it is. There we, it's the gufa isser. There we would say chaticha rei l'schaved. A piece of meat with a bli of milk, since chaticha nasa nevela, the meat is the gufa isser. And there we would say it's a chaticha rei l'schaved, it's the gufa isser. So that's why the Mechaber is telling us, if it has a bli of chaylev, not of chalov, but of chaylev, then the meat is not the gufa iser, and the fact that it's a chaticha rei l'schaved is not relevant, and everything is good.
Is the Rav saying the difference between chalov and chaylev?
Right.
In regard to
right. Okay, so this is the Mechaber Shita. Now we move on to the Ramah. You've turned the page already. Let's see. V'yeshayimu. The Ramah brings Yeshayimrim Damrinon B'chol Isurim Chaticha Nas Nevela. Some say that we say in all Isurim Chaticha Nas Nevela, this is the big Chumrah of the Ramah. You have to know right away what it says in Shach Yud Beis. Kosev ha'ogur b'shem ha'ari, the makam ha'kayim l'kuli alma eina yela midrabanan. Even though we say chaticha nas nevela b'shari surim, it's only in isa drabanan. Umaviyah b'siyosef daki maishin ken kosev ha'ran, b'shari surim ha'vi drabanan. If Yosef Simchav Beis, if you got Yud, that's what the Shach says. The Taz says the same thing. The Taz Yud Aleph says El Mid Rabbanan, the same thing, and he says we'll have Nafkaminis in the fact that it's a Rabbanan. All the Paiskim say that it's only a Issa Rabbanan. It's interesting. One minute. It's one side. It's interesting that Rabbi Kiva Eger here on Shas of Kot Yud Beis says that there's one shita that holds his deraisa. He says, "Mekomakim l'kuli yama ein adrabanu lani is daiti midibrei taisis dafkuf memashehikshu derabalaza b'kli midyan eichi gilu hayara gedayla." Where the svila do deraisa? It's interesting that Rabbi Kiva Eger would say chensu. I don't know why, what his intention was. That the Shah says l'kuli yama. He says no. There's a shita that's deraisa. Talks there about kashering clay midyan and kashering a keli ben yaimai. And that has everything to do with Chaticha Nas Nevela, and I'll explain before we get to the Ramah's exceptions. Right, so the Ramah starts with the Chumrah, and then he's going to say that in this Chumrah, when we have Tzirufim, we can be Mekel. This is very Negeah to Hagala, which is where Rabbi Kiva Eger is taking to a Taisis. Let's say I kasher something. Something is treif, and I kasher it. And kasher when said ben yaimai, when it's within 24 hours of its use. What has happened? What has just happened is that the blia went into the mill, into the water. The water is chaticha nas nevela. And now the blia that came back into the pot is nischadish. Now I have to start the 24-hour clock all over again. Not only does it not help to kasher within 24 hours, but when you kasher in 24 within 24 hours, it makes it worse because it's chaticha nas nevela.
The pot you were using to kasher also becomes a
pot. Okay.
You can't have shishim against it because the right. Water becomes a chaticha nas nevela.
Now this idea is later in Simukov Gimel of Zion, so it's not something I'm making up to fit. And this is what the Taisus there talks about, that when you kasher a ben yaimai, you're going to make it worse. Okay. There is.
When you put in the pot, even when
there's
shishim, even
there's
shishim in the pot,
no, there's never. When there's no shishim, when there's shishim, then the water has a makam aser. When there's shishim in the pot, in your kasher ben yoima, it's kashered. Okay. Now, if you throw a spoon into a large pot, it's kashered. I'm talking about when the pot itself is treif, you fill it up with water to kasher it, you throw in a hot stone, and it overflows. So no pot has shishim against the contents. And therefore, it's an issue. Now, it comes out tremendous nafkamina. Ramesha talks about this halacha lemaisa and a number of tshuvas. There's a concept that when you kasher something, if nafach haticha nas nevela, if you kasher a ben yaimai, the bliyas come into the water and go back into the pot. If there's no shishin, the pot stays aser. There's an idea that the amount of iser is less. Because the Isser came into the water in the pot, it spread out, and it came back in. So the amount is less. Rav Moshe brings from the Kairos had to try to figure out how much less it is based on Gemaris. And he comes to a calculation of 1/8. And therefore, Rav Moshe has a cheshbon that, according to the Mechaber, you can kasher something twice when it's a ben yaimi. If you kasher it once, you throw out the water. You heat up water a second time, you kasher it a second time, that there is such a thing as kashering something twice, even a ben yaimai, and it becomes mutter. Now this is extremely important when it comes to kashering. For example, Ramesh's tshuva is regarding Chol of Yisrael. When you go to a plant, now all milk in the United States is pasteurized, probably the whole world by now, at least the whole civilized world, all milk is pasteurized, which means that it's cooked to well above Yahtzeh Lodeh's way. So Ramesh was writes a tshuva, what to do? You go to a plant that's Chol of Akum, and you want to make Chol of Yisrael. How do you kasher the plant? It's a ben yaimai. Cows don't earn off on Shabbos and Sunday. They give milk every single day. And milk is 7 days a week. The workers maybe switch off. But the kelim are used on a constant basis. And therefore, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about how to kasher the pasteurization kelim. And he uses a kula of the Ramah to allow shtei hagolus, to allow to kasher twice, and the kashering twice, even a ben yaymai, to be soimach that it's that the bliya went out. So that's it's a very important kula, very important nafgamina chaticha nas nevela. Now we're going to see, and we're going to talk about which yisurim. He only says it by cholavakim and beisurim drabanan. Not by. So we're going to see exactly how it's used, but you have to understand that chaticha nas nevela, the whole kashering process. If you hold chaticha nas nevela, you can't kasher it five times, because every time, not only you see, it's the opposite. If you don't hold chaticha nas nevela, you're making it better. If you hold chaticha nas nevela, you're making it worse, because you're making it, you're being mechadish deyaser. It's now going to be a new bliya. Eina ben yaymai, there's no chaticha nas nevela, because when you cook water in a tray for keli, it's not a ben yaymai, the water does not become iser. The water stays hatched, it doesn't ask for the water. What? Midrabanan, we're going to say eina ben yaymai, atu ben yaymai, so you do agala, and then it's not. So this is the one of the very big nafkaminas, if you have chaticha nas nevela. Now, I told you Ramosha's mekel, by Nisid Rabban, you'll see why soon. By Nisid Raisa, which most kashering, you go into the Hilton, you go into a place to kasher for a wedding, you're kashering from real treifas, not from Misurim Rabban, you're kashering from Nevela. So there, this kula doesn't apply. It will come out that Svardim, who want to make it a fair, if it's not Basa B'cholav, which it's not, you can kasher a hotel. You can use this method of kashering because there's no chaticha nas nevela. Why is not possible chalav? Okay, you mean it might be nevela and milk in the same case. Okay, you would have to know that it's not possible chalav. You would have to know it's not possible chalav. The Sfardim in the United States are behind Ashkenazim when it comes to hechsherim. Hechsherim in the United States are dominated by Ashkenazim. And therefore, basically, the Sfaradim, for the better or the worse, have the chumras of the Ashkenazim and not the coolest of the Ashkenazim. So they don't have our coolest because their Sherma dominated by Ashkenazim. And on the other hand, they have a problem with the Bishalakim, things with the Sfaradim HaMachmir, that you need, that you have to have it, a special Kehila has, most of the places is Bishal Yisrael only like the Ramah. Upon request, we have in a few places that they have Bishul Yisrael. They can request. They come in, they order a steak. They can ask for Bishul Yisrael. There's a Mashkiach Tamidi. And any busy place, we have a Mashkiach Tamidi. And we can require Bishul Yisrael Beis Yosef, which is that the Jew turns on the fire. It's not enough. Which is the Jew puts the food on the fire. It's not enough the Jew turns on the fire. And but that's the way it is in Eretz Yisrael. It would be an interesting question. In Eretz Yisrael, the Sfaradim do have Hechsherim, and I don't know how if they use these kulas.
Okay.
That would be a problem, yeah. The problem is, if they're going to kasher in a way that light, when you kasher this way, light the Beis Yosef, it's an Eitzah, and you can kasher, make it kosher. Light the Ashkenazim, you make it worse, because the water is nas in the veil, and it refreshes the Yisr, and you need a new 24 hours. So it creates issues. What? So what's done today is that we're pegim the bliyas. It's a shachan tzadikay. It's a controversial practice which is accepted in all hasherim here in the United States. The Chazainish, Gadlam Achmirim, said you can rely on it. So I mentioned to you many times that we're pegim the bliyas, that we kasha in water and put bleach or something else into the water to be pagim. I mentioned to you the problems with the bleach evaporating quickly, but that's the way it's done. Bleach, ammonia, all these things. All right, now let's learn the Ramah's coolest. We all like to learn coolest. So let's learn the four coolest of the Ramah. Not going to get, maybe we'll get to all four. Let's see. B'chein ha-minik pashut. He says it's the pashut ha-minik by Ashkenazim. Is that we are machmir and chaticha nas nevela b'shari sur ve'ele shanis v'davka first limitation davka mi iser davuk b'chatichas heter This din of chaticha nasa nevela is only by an iser davuk. I have to translate for you iser davuk. Literally, the iser is attached to the heter. Oy shechaticha kula chutz l'raitiv, or the piece is outside of the suf v'nafal aleha iser. So when do we say chaticha nasa nevela? Either one of the two. Either the thing that's nasa nevela is outside of the mixture, and iser ablia fell on it, or it's an iser davuk. Iser davuk means it's in the pot. You have a pot of soup cooking, and in that pot there's something davuk. What is davuk? Well, let's say you have some chaylev on the intestines. The intestines have chaylev on them, and they're attached. So let's say someone is cooking a chicken soup, and they throw in the intestines. They throw in a piece of kishka, and that intestine still has the chaylev attached to it. So now, it's not enough shishim against the chaylev. Since the chaylev is davuk attached to the hadra dekanta, to the intestine, that intestine is chaticha nasa nevela first, because it's davuk, and then you need shishim against that entire piece. This is the idea of iser davuk, which is mentioned numerous times later in Basa B'chalav. Iser davuk, the iser is attached. If it's attached, it's belaya first to that piece. That's the concept of iser davuk. And when do you say chaticha nasa nevela? Only by iser davuk, or oisha chaticha kulo chutz l'raitiv v'nafal aleha iser. Avo, in mitzas chaticha teicha raitiv. If a piece is half in and half out, which we said was a machlekes rishayim, ve'ena iser davuk by, and the iser is not davuk, it spritzed onto it. Lo yamrina chaticha nasa nevela mitzdarv kol hakadeira levatal iser. That's a case where we do not say chaticha nasa nevela, and the whole kadeira is mitzdarv. That piece remains also. What this means is the following. We're going to deal with kulis in lach biyavesh, lach balach yavesh biyavesh. Okay, you could have different mixtures. You could have liquid onto solid, liquid into liquid, and solid into solid. We're talking now liquid into solid, which means is a spritz of treifis onto a solid piece of something, potato, meat, whatever it is. We're not talking about basa b'chalav, we're talking about shari surim. So let's say someone is cooking a chalent, and a spritz of nevela hits a piece of meat in the chalent. Do we say chaticha nas nevela? That piece of meat is treif, and now you need shishim against the whole piece. Says the Ramah, well, if the piece of meat was totally out of the chalent, of course it's chaticha nas nevela, you need shishim against the meat. But if it was not out of the chalent, and it's not iser davuk, so something that spritz from the outside, and it's even just partially in the chalent, we do not say chaticha nasa nevela, and you have shishim, the whole pot is mitzdarif to be mevatel the drip. Even though it's a machlekes rashi in the ri, if a piece that's half in, half out is considered out, but here we're mitzarif, since shari sur chaticha nasa nevela is a machlekes, so here we're going to be mekel, and we're going to say that a piece that's half in, half out, certainly if it's all in, and the issa went onto that piece, that the rest of the pot is mitzdarif, the contents of the pot is mitzdarif, to be mevatel the iser, and we do not say chaticha nasa nevela. This is the first law. What?
That piece is still no good, though.
And that piece, he says, is still no good, but the rest of the, but the chumra, chaticha nasa nevela, that we're not going to be machmir, and therefore, the rest of the pot is mutter. The rest of the contents. So we're saying now it's enough shishim against the drip. You don't need against any part of the piece at all. Because we're not going to say nasa nevela. So it's just shishim against the drip. This is the rule of iser davuk. What? The piece does not have shishim against it.
Is that where the drip went on the outside?
Even when the drip went on the outside, the koshka would have went on the inside.
If the piece is totally out of the trunk, then
something else. No, then it gets mixed
and in. And then it gets mixed in. Yeah.
Mix in.
And then it's, for, then it's mixed in. Now, this concept, yes. That piece we throw out. But you have to remember, Rashi Shita is that the meat is considered out of the soup. And if once it became iser, because, well, that's why we're machmir, because of Rashi. That, yeah, because it became Isser, and now it can't kasher. Now, this concept of Isser Davuk has to be understood, and there's a machlaikis in the Hezber of Isser Davuk. What does it mean, Isser Davuk? So what if the Hadra Dekanta, if the intestines, it's called Hadra Dekanta, the turning hadra, turns inside. So what if the intestines have the chaylev stuck to it? It's in a soup, it should be batel b'shishin. So there are a couple of explanations, two primary explanations. Let's see Taz Yud Beis. In the Isser Davuk. B'Isser Heter Mefarish Tam B'Shem Smak. B'Isser Heter, in the name of the Smak, explains the reason. B'Achash Davuk B'Zeh Ha'Isser. Since the Isser is stuck to this. V'Chen HaTeleya, another example. A worm, B'Gufay, that's in a vegetable, or that's in a raisin, or that's in a fish. V'Chen Dag Tar, Sh'nimsa B'Mei Av Lachshin Esdashol Sheretz Ay Dag Tamei. Or you find in the stomach of a fish, a sheretz. Vloya ya bedag atzmai samach negdai v'chol kai gavna. Chayshinan shema pam echad nisher levadai beraitiv b'seif ha'iroi. We're chayshish by Isser Davuk that maybe at some point this piece was outside of the liquid b'seif ha'iroi when it's filling the pot or pulling things out of the pot. Or shema pam achas etziyor reisachas l'kedera. Well, maybe he was stirring it. And at some point he picked it out of the kedera, v'nasis nevelo, u'mechashizira loy hutra'id, v'yseres ashiyashar atzamach negda. This is the sheet of the Isser V'Heter. Now what is the din of Isser Davuk? Let's say my example with the krum and the intestines. We're afraid that before he realized it's treif, he wasn't thinking of treif, this is a woman's cooking in the house, she stirred it, and this piece was stuck out, came totally out of the liquid. Or maybe she picked it up, and took it out to patchka with it. Or maybe when she poured out the soup, she poured out the liquid and it stayed inside without shishin. It's a chashash, that was chashish, that maybe it was pam achas levada, that the Isser Davuk was by itself with the thing it's davuk to, and that's why we're machmir. That's the Isser V'Heter Shita, which the Taz brings. Other Rishayim give different examples, give different explanations. And the explanation which most Paiskim accept, which the Prima Gadim brings here, is the Rajba's explanation. The Rajba says that an Isser Davuk is memaher levloya. That's his expression. If you're stuck to it, it's beleya more quickly. It's beleya, just the mitzius. If something is stuck to it, it's beleya quickly. And because it's beleya quickly, it has a different level of blia than the rest of the contents of the pot, and therefore it becomes Isser. That's in Taz Yud Beis. The Prima Gadim says it. The Prima Gadim had a gifted pen. He writes everything bekitzer. So when you understand what he says, it's a gifted pen, and when you can't figure it out, it's a difficult pen. But here he writes in very clear lashon that about Isser Davuk. B'Isser Davuk yesh beis tamim. Says the whole thing in a line and a half. B'Isser Davuk yesh beis tamim. Echad dememar levloya yoiser. Taz mishpsoizav yudeis. In the Prima Gadim. He says there are two reasons. One, memar levloya yoiser. Ayin shach simenayin beis. He tells us that's the shach shita. In simenayin beis and katan yudches. Beis shema pamachas chutz l'raitiv. That's this whole thing. It's one line. He says that there are two reasons for Isser Davuk. Two main reasons. One is memar levloya, that's the way the shach paskins. And one, because maybe it was chutz l'raitiv at some point, and that's the way the taz paskins. So you have a machloikis in how Isser Davuk works. Very important, the chavis das, the sivkot neches, says we only say Isser Davuk by something that's what he calls b'toilada. Something which came that way. It came that way. The krum is attached to the intestines. Even a worm that's stuck to a food. But let's say a lady is patchkoing in her house. And she makes a knedel. Not a knedel, what's it with the filling? Is a krapla. She makes krapla. And she takes a dough and she sticks in some meat and she puts it into a pot. So do we say that the dough is an Isser Davuk to the content of the krapla? What's the singular for krapla? Crepple. So do we say that the dough, you need shishim now against the dough? It's a sedavuk. So Chavis Das, no. something that the cook patches together, that's not Issa Davik. Issa Davik has to be Davik B'Taymada, that it comes that way. And it's a chiddush that even something in the stomach of a fish, what? So therefore, well, okay, the worm that's attached, it came that way. Nature brought it to you that way, I guess. So therefore, it's considered attached, but not otherwise.
What does it mean after cooking?
What?
Before you cook, you can separate the chelot.
Yeah, this is all right. That's what everyone does. Everyone separates it. That's the kosher way of doing it. So this is the din of Issa Tavuk. The anafkaminis. What's nagea us here? Is the kula pot that if it's not an Issa Davuk and it's in the contents of a pot that we do not say chaticha nas nevela, which is simple enough. That's exception number one. If it's not Davuk and not separate, that we do not say chaticha nas nevela b'shari sur. Kula number two. The next to the last line. Okay, v'chol zeh b'shari sur. Now, next page. First he finishes off his sedavuk. Avo babasa b'chalav afi she'ena yisedavuk. Umisus hachaticha teicha raitev amin hachaticha nas nevela. B'shari surim we are machmir tzechaticha nas nevela even not by in the sedavuk. Now, the second kula of the Ramah is the big one. It's the one which is very nagel lahalacha. Kula number two. Yeshayimrim dolay amin hachaticha nas nevela im nisarev iser lach beheter lach. We don't say chaticha nas nevela when iser that's a liquid mixes with a heter that's a liquid. Va'achakach nis'arev hakol beheter acher, and then it fell into another heter. Ve'in srichin rakshishin negere iser shenafal. This shita, the Mordechai and the Rambashem arrive it. The Mordechai's kula is, I have to call it the Mordechai and the Ravid and the Raj books, they give different reasons. But that kula is that by lach b'lach we do not say chaticha nas nevela. We paskin like them only b'shari surim, not b'vasa b'chala. What is lach b'lach? Lach b'lach would mean I'm cooking, everything's liquid. I'm cooking I'm making a soup. A soup generally has pieces in it. Let's say someone's brewing a coffee. So it's all liquid. The total, everything in the pot is liquid. And falls into it some iser, whatever iser it could be, a liquid iser falls in some gravy, some trefa gravy falls into this and it's not bottle b'shishin. So I have a liquid that's cooking that's let's say 20 ounces, 1 ounce of trefas falls in, the whole 21 ounces is tref. Then these 21 ounces get put into another liquid. Then this is put into a second liquid. The person's cooking, they're making whatever it is, they're making a big batch of ice cream, they're putting in coffee flavoring, and they throw it in. Do you need shishim against the 21 ounces, or only against the single ounce of trefus? Well, if you say chaticha nas nevela, then the 21 ounces is iser, and you need against the 21 ounces. Of the Ramon, no. Lach b'lach, if it's liquid and liquid, b'shari surim, we do not say chaticha nas nevela. By liquid and liquid, we don't say chaticha nas nevela.
Lach b'lach in the original, so that falls into lach? What if that lach b'lach?
A liquid fell into a liquid.
What if you took that mixture and put it in with vegetables in a soup? In a soup? You didn't put that liquid into more liquid. You put it in solid. So the original iser is coming from lach b'lach.
Okay, so that will depend on the reason. We'll see, we have to learn the reasons. Okay, but this is the big kula, that lach b'lach, we do not say chaticha nas nevela. Liquid into liquid, we don't say chaticha nas nevela. L'moshel, I'll give you an example. Ramesh's truva on the pasteurizing milk. Let's say you have kalem that are treif, they're from chalav akum. And now they're making chalav Yisrael. Let's say they didn't kasher it, it was a ben yaymai. Now, we're not mevatelis l'chatchila, I'm talking if it happened, they weren't aware, and it happened. They cooked Chalav Yisrael milk, was pasteurized, but not just one batch. They're cooking milk, and they have it all now in this big container truck. So you have your pasteurizer, And when you put milk into it, it's not possible to be shishim, because no contents of a keli never has shishim against the keli. Those contents became asr. But now, that pasteurizer was used 10 times, and the milk, 10 volumes of that pasteurizer, is now mixed in this big tanker truck of milk. And that tanker truck of milk has a maximum bleus of the pasteurizer, of the keli, of the pap. So it has shishim. Now, if you say chaticha nasa nevela, so every time you cooked milk, it became cholavakum, and it got thrown in, and the cholavakum got thrown in, everything is usher, there's no head to hear. But, Sakta Ramah, behefsim meruba, we say that you don't say chaticha nasa nevela, which means that it's not nasa nevela. This whole tanker truck only has how much isser, the amount of isser that was in the walls of the pot. And then, this is mutter. Then the tanker truck is mutter, and it's mutter.
That's only
after the fact.
You couldn't put it in.
One second. Yes, so this is, you have to appreciate the ramifications of chaticha nasa nevela to these type of halachas of kashering. Now, Rav Moshe says a chiddush. He says the following. He says, when the Ramah says that we're only makel behefsid, he says, yesh licham lishmech hazeh letzairech hefsid gadol. It's interesting, the Aruch HaShulchan here writes, Chafes, that sometimes the Ramah says hefsid meruba, sometimes he says hefsid gadol. Which is more? What would you understand? Hefsid meruba, hefsid gadol? Huh? He writes, the Aruch HaShulchan says that in Hebrew, hefsid gadol is more than hefsid meruba. That's what he says. Anyway, he says, now, Ramosha writes the following. He says, what does it mean if a Ramos says you could be samech on something by hefsid gadol? He means, it's a machlekes rishayim. So he's machriya, that by makom hefsid gadol, you can rely on those rishayim. Ramosha says that that's by an issa d'araisa. If the iser is an issa d'rabanan, so something, the Ramah is samech on by hefsid gadol, by an issa d'araisa, we're allowed to be samech on even b'lai hefsid, by an issa d'rabanan. Because an issa d'rabanan is much more kulidic than an issa d'araisa. So if the Ramah said by hefsid gadol, to rely on it, by hefsid gadol, so by an issa d'rabanan, we can rely on it even b'lai hefsid, which is basar chalav akum, is an issa d'rabanan. And therefore, what? He says, "Belai hefsir." Rashi writes, and at least three tshuvas in the Yeridei Chelut Beis and Lamed Aleph, Lamed Beis and Lamed Vav. He writes, two of them are about cholav, and one is about yayin nesach. He's talking about vinegar, the same type of shaila. Vinegar was cooked in a keli, was manufactured in a plant that had previously used yayin nesach, yayin derabanan, yayin akum, in the same kelim. And Ramosha has the same kula that it's a drabanan, and you don't say chaticha nas nevela by lach balach, by this drabanan, you can be mekel lechatzila. It's a svara that this yeshua hakel behefsid gadol was based on the fact of machlekes rishayim. He says that the deraisa behefsid gadol is more chomer than any drabanan. And this deraisa is pi kama chomer than a deraisa. So if it's enough to be mekel on a deraisa by a hefsid gadol, then by drabano, which is more kuladik, it's mustav that you can make a lechatzel.
The Rebbe told us that it could be by the milk could be something trefus now, because of the surgery.
So that's a separate issue. It's true. Now, what?
Isn't the
Ramah talking with the gufei iser is a deraisa. The chaticha nasavel is a drabano, but the gufei iser is an iser deraisa. And here he says, when the guf is a sidra banan, then you can eat. So this is one chiddush that's obviously very negeh la halacha here, that if it's a sidra banan, you could be make la chaticha nasaveh lach balach. Now I'll point out to you that by a chicken soup shiloh, such as the one I mentioned in the beginning, there, if it's a shiloh of lach balach, it's chicken and milk, or chicken and butter, which is also only an issa d'rabanan. Which means, well, if it'll be a case of lach balach. Now, again, by basa b'cholav, we're not mekel. Basa b'cholav doesn't apply. But basa b'cholav into a potato or into celery, That is a drabbanim. So there, chaticha nas nevelo, we're going to rely, if we have a kula of lach balach, then we're allowed to be mekel. If we'll have such a case. Potatoes not lach balach, I understand. 1 minute. This is the first, what?
Do we assume the mechaber agrees to all these
things? Well, mechaber doesn't hold of chaticha nas nevelo at all by shari surim. No, by basal cholov we don't assume, because even the Ramah is not mekel by basal cholov. Into a davar heter, my assumption is that's the same as shari surim. The mechaber doesn't hold of the iser b'chalal. It's true. The mechaber's personal shita is that it's a drabbanim, but the shach there in kuf gimel yotches says that we treat it like shari surim. So just he holds there we are geyser and there we're not geyser. We are we're geyser on everything, but it's all the same. I can't say the mechaber will agree. Because I don't know, but we will assume that it's okay. There's a second, there are two important additions to this Ramah. One is this thing that Ramah says. There's another, which is a shach in kuf gimel sifkat neches, sifkat nechaf. It's really a one-line shach, and the shach there says that a mixture of bliyos is the same as lach balach. He's going on a case there. He says, if it would be a case of Hefsir Gadol, it's mutter, mitam di yeshemim, de'eno imri chaticha nas nevela, bi'issa lach, shenivla behetta lach. He says that Isser lach and heter lach were mekel, and hu adin a mixture of blias. So that blias into blias, that's kuf gimel, sivkat nechaf in the shach, the last shach in kuf gimel. So he's going on the Shulchan Aruch, and he's saying, the Ramah, he's saying, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Hefsek Tas. If it's Hefsek Gadol, B'lach Lachim Mutter. Because Seinar Mechaticha Nas Neveil, B'lach Lach. So Bliya and Abliya also has a din of Lach B'lach. These are the two important coolest that we have to add to this Ramah. Bliya and Abliya mixing is Lach B'lach. Now, what's the Svara to this whole discussion? Why is Lach B'lach different Chaticha Nas Neveil? Anybody come up with a logical reason? Why, if Isser falls on a piece of meat, it's nas nevela, and I put it into a chicken soup, I need shishim against the whole meat. If Isser falls into a pot of chicken soup, and I put it into another soup, then I don't think I take a nas nevela. Why should liquid be different than solid?
Solid has a boundary spread. Solid has a fixed area.
Solid has a fixed area. And in Lomdis, why is that changing us in the Vela? It's similar to a Sadavok. Okay. That's
doesn't
one of the explanations.
In the liquid to liquid, it loses its identity completely.
Okay, that's one of the explanations. All right, what you are saying is similar to Taz Tezvav. Hatam. Tam here doesn't mean taste, it means reason. Hatam bebeis yaisu b'shem amardachai, didavka b'chaticha atzma, metam chashivus, ki chatichas iser nikar umuvdalhu, the Taz Tezvav. V'nas nevela? Taz Tezvav says that it's only by a piece. A piece is chashiv, nikar umuvdalhu, it's separate, v'nas nevela. V'echiz tarfaleh, shum heto levatal isa abalua. You can see it. How are you going to make a mutter? You can't make a mutter.
But you see, you don't see the iser, you see the whole.
You taste the iser.
It's the whole thing you're making. The 50 thing which is 50 times, 55 times the thing, you're making that iser.
I hear. You're right. Avodava lach balach, go yayim b'mayim. Yayim b'mayim, de. Avayda Salilim, he means the wine of a guy. Shaina is a nick of a nivdal. Then can chashivos iser. Vesar of heter asheni imarishin. I call the shaina.
Even though you can see it, but yayin and mayim,
they can't see.
Yayin and mayim. Well, now if they threw the mayim into something else, and right now it's already the sarav into something else, and therefore it's already mixed. Oh, that's a good reason. Okay, 1 second. This is the Mardechai's reason that the chaticha is chashuva. It's a reason that needs more explanation. You have to really work on understanding the svara like you're asking. However, there's a second reason, which is the Rajma's reason, which is easier to understand, and that Rabbi Kiva Eger brings. Ki the eger that starts Shab Sifkat and Yodalad. But Tam Chashivus, can't call someone Mordechai. Mordechai says, you say Chatecha Nach Nabel because it's Chashiv. Lefiza. A filum Nisrase Kachaticha Venimuach. Even if later the piece melted into a liquid. According to the Mordechai, it's not a physical reason, it's a conceptual reason, it's a more of an esoteric reason. So that's chashiv is nas in the veil. So once it's nas in the veil, it remains nas in the veil. Abu Barajba, Batarisa Baisa Aruch, Kosavatam, Dibachaticha, Kivan Shanishar bi Isura. The piece itself remains osur, you can't kasher a piece, so we say chaticha nas in the veil. Everything mixes evenly. It's a physical fact. Liquids mix and spread evenly. It's a physical thing that when I have a bowl of soup or a pot of coffee, what? Assuming, so you put in some emulsifier and it mixes. You're right. If it stands, if you mix oil and water and the oil is standing by itself, everyone will agree. He's talking about things that are nivlau, things that combine. When things combine, so it's a mitzias that the bliya of this spreads evenly into everything. And since it spreads evenly into everything, it's moto lefiza bechaticha shenimuach gam kein dinai kalach. If you would have a piece of salad which you cook and it melts into the liquid, and now it spreads like that, kiman the hashtag kol nivlau. Now everything mixes, and therefore it will be moto. The Rashba's reason is a much more satisfying reason, because it's a physical fact. It's technically a mitzvah.
By luck, you need to start pouring every drop of butter in the bottle of the whole thing. So as you go and put the liquid, every drop is butter.
There's such an idea that tipa is bottle, but if we would have already said chaticha nas nevela, it really wouldn't really help us so much. Okay, what? Kama bottle, yeah. But, okay. That's called chayz of a nir. We don't say kama bottle by tam because it's chayz of a nir afterwards. Okay. So this is the kula of lach balach, a very important kula, and as I said, a lot of the tshuvas that deal with many aspects of Basa B'Cholov or Isser, have to come on to measuring Isser, have to come on to a sugi of Chaticha Nas Neveila. Now, I do want to point out a mitzias. Ramashin, the Tshuva on pasteurizing, says that the Shoyel wrote him that the Kalim have Shishim against the contents. Ramashin writes, you have to be sure, because normally we assume a Kali does not have Shishim against the contents. I don't know the mitzias in pasteurizers, but I've been in plants. There are plants that always have shishim. Why? Because the way plants work today is that they use pipes to connect everything. Things work. Speed is of great importance in a plant. The more you manufacture per hour, the more money you make. And therefore, it's not economic, unless it's needed for technical reasons, it's not economical to fill up a pot, cook it, pour it out, or clean out the pot, and do it again. The way to do it, for example, in chocolate plants, is constantly moving. It's in a pot, and it moves through pipes. It's constantly moving. Or in a jelly plant, a jelly plant, they actually do cook in a pot. But afterwards, everything moves through pipes until it comes out as a finished product. You have to realize that those pipes, there is shishim against the contents are much more than shishim of the pipes, because things are constantly moving through. It can move through for hours. It depends, but it depends the amount of pipes and the amount of liquid. But it will be shchiach that you're going to have shishim against the contents, and that's an important factor. When there's shishim, then it's nothing to do with chaticha nas neveila. If it doesn't become isur, then it's mutter. And that's why you will find today's Paiskim talking about shishim against kalim, even though we have a Kabbalah that is never shishim against the kalim. That's because there are many plants that work with this method of things moving through pipes and constantly moving.
What is it? You count the whole...
And then the pipe is not going to answer because you have shishim against the pipe. It's all... What happens is you have at the end of the day a big tanker truck full of whatever it is, of the liquid. And you say, does this tanker trap have shishim against the amount of iser? Total iser is the total volume of all the pipes. And if there's shishim, it's mutter. Now we're discussing chaticha nas nevela. Chaticha nas nevela is, if you cook it, the way I said, you have a pasteurizer or a vat. You cook, if it's nas nevela, you put it into the truck. Next one's nas nevela, you put it into the truck. Next one's nas nevela, you put it into a truck. So then it depends on chaticha nas nevela. But if it's all one flow of iser, of heter and kelim of iser, there's never a moment for it to be nas nevela because you measure everything is beleya from it equally. And now you can argue with me. Maybe it's not. Maybe it depends how much time the argument can be made. But anyway, that's a metzias which would be an exception to the discussion of chaticha nas nevela. When things are cooked in individual pots, then the issue that we're talking about is an issue. When things are cooked in pots, and then this particular issue of chaticha nas nevela becomes the issue in all the plants, if they're not kashered properly. More than that, if you want to kasher it and rely on a kula dikashita, you want to have tzerufim. If you want to kasher, example, there's a big shaila about kashering Bishar Mashkin, especially the chocolate plants. It's one of the explosive topics, which until recently was a difference between different Heksherim, because it's very difficult to kasher chocolate. Rabelsky had a whole chemical reason why. What? You can't kasher chocolate with water, things explode. He had a whole explanation about why you can't kasher chocolate with water. So they relied for years, though you relied on kashering with chocolate. They would have tray for chocolate. The first batch would be the kashering, and then the second, or sometimes the third batch, however it worked, would be the heter. Or when you use orange juice in the pasteurizers that were used for chalav akum, and you want the orange juice to be not to have the chalav akum issue, so the first batch you'll consider to be the kashering batch, and you'll put that without the heter. And the second batch you'll put with the hechsher. So here, really, we don't kasher bishar. L'chatchila, we try not to kasher bishar mashkin, only with water. When you have tzerufim, it could be mekel. Now, in our case, where you're going to have shishim, it all depends on chaticha nas nevela. At the end of the day, you can have a tanker truck full of orange juice or full of whatever it is, and there's shishim. The only reason to aser is because of chaticha nas nevela. If you hold chaticha nas nevela, each batch became aser. So, and then it's a problem. So, for example, let's say orange juice. You kasher with orange juice. Now, if the kashering is good, it's good. It's mutter. What's the worst case? The kashering doesn't work. If it doesn't work, what happened? I kasher the orange juice and these kelim. The orange juice doesn't have shishim each batch against the keli. But if you hold chaticha nas nevela, you have a problem. Each batch is aser and it can't be bottled. If you don't say chaticha nas nevela, then when it mixes, it's going to be mutter, because it's going to be shishim against it. So here, we already have a very strong tziruf to be mekel, because lach balach, we're mekel b'hefzid gadol, by Ramosha, by Nisid Rabban, and even l'chatchila. But we have here added that if the first batch was a hagala, so then it helps. So when we're doing it, l'rafcha de milsa, then we're going to be mekel. So we learned today two out of the four kulis. The second one is the main one. By Chaticha Nas Nevela Bishari Surim, to review, the first kula was the kula that if it's not an Isser Davuk, if it's an Isser that's in a mixture, we don't say Chaticha Nas Nevela. And the second kula is by Lach Balach. What I'm going to do next week is rare that we don't finish a whole sif in a morning, but it's very important. Next week, we're going to learn the other two. I'm going to try to do for next week is to bring Chuvis, or the Chuvis Svarim, so that we can see examples where Chaticha Nas Nevela comes up. And you get ready to Paschal next week. We'll come up. The Shaila, I started with the Chicken Soup Shaila, I'll get to again.